inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Hey Matt, why so down?
Well, I have a bit of a problem, but I'm a little embarrassed.
Oh Matt, what did you do this time?
I planted way too many cabbages this year. I have at least 40 ripe ones, and I can't possibly eat them all.
Oh, you could just make sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut? That sounds complicated. Don't I need a bunch of, like, high-tech equipment for that?
You really don't. All you need are your cabbages, some salt, and a few mason jars. You simply have to chop up and salt your cabbages, massage them to make their own brine, and stuff them in the jars, making sure the cabbage is below the level of the brine. Then let them sit for about 10 days, or until you like the taste.
Wow, that sounds like something I could handle. But letting something sit for 10 days cannot be good for my gut.
Well, that's where you're wrong. The salty brine prevents the growth of harmful bacteria. Fermented foods like sauerkraut are loaded with beneficial bacteria that promote gut health and aid digestion.
Cool. What are some other foods I could ferment?
Some of these things you can ferment at home are yogurt, pickles, kimchi, or really any vegetable. I just opened a jar of fermented hot sauce that I'm just dying to try.
Well, since I only have cabbages, I guess I'll go buy some more vegetables and ferment those too.
You can get locally grown vegetables at the Highland Farmers Market every Friday from 3:30 to 6.
So the next time you find yourself in a pickle, like me, remember, you can just make pickles out of that.